The first wave of memorial services honoring the victims who perished in the Oso landslide took place this weekend. In Darrington, residents gathered to remember Linda McPherson, a longtime resident and librarian. After the service, the community gathered for a meal together. And as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, it's a special tradition.
The kitchen inside Darrington Community Center is a hive of activity. About half a dozen women are pulling food hot out of the oven. There are pans of pulled pork, chicken, casseroles, and other donated food that will feed the people who've come for the service. In the background, 81-year-old Ernestine Jones watches the kitchen orchestration. The funeral dinners, as they've come to be known, go all the way back to the 50s. She says they started out of necessity.
There was no place for people to go eat after a funeral. There's a little burger barn, and I think they have food at the tavern sometimes.
So the community hosted funeral dinners for the families. Jones is one of the volunteers who organizes, cooks, and serves these meals. Jones says no one leaves hungry or empty-handed.
There's possibly going to be a lot of leftover food today. We take that, box it up, and send it home with the family.
Jones is one of the early members of the funeral dinners. She admits she never liked to cook. She doesn't think she's good at it. But she continues to do it anyway because it brings comfort and it's worth it.
It's not something that you go pull out of a box and heat up. You peel those potatoes. And it's worth the time to make it taste good.
The community dinners started out for funerals, but over the years, they've become a regular community event, says Carol Massingale.
Sometimes we have a happy day celebration for us, for all of us to get together, and we do have an auction, and that helps us raise money for the funeral dinners also. And we all bring a dish, and it's just a happy time instead of, you know, a funeral time.
And the tables get filled easily. When a funeral dinner is scheduled, word gets out fast.
We call our ladies. Each one of the ladies that has a list, they call about 7-8 people, and all of those people bring a dish.
But today's funeral dinner is different. Nearby communities donated food and home-cooked meals. Arlington residents came to help out and provide additional support. At the kitchen sink, Cindy Pugh is washing pans and helping clean up. She remembers Linda McPherson's kindness.
When a bunch of us started homeschooling our students, Linda was fabulous at making sure that the library was open before library time for us to teach classes. She taught a couple of classes for us, like on the Dewey Decimal System and things. So
Pugh started volunteering at the funeral dinners in 2004 after a car accident. Initially, it was for physical therapy, a way to get exercise for her hand, but she became a regular since then. Pugh says the dinners bring comfort to families. 2 years ago, she found comfort too when her brother passed away.
When you're with people that are grieving and you're helping them, you're healing yourself and them. And so this is where we come.
Pugh says they can't make the pain go away, but through food, they can make sure families are sustained through this tough time. In Darrington, I'm Ruby DeLuna reporting.